This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. And yes, we are live today. I know it seems like it's been years since we were live, but it's only been, I think, we missed 2 weeks or 3 weeks because I was traveling overseas. Now, what we're going to talk about today, before we talk about anything, just give our website to all your friends. Because we're going to be talking about something important today, which is Egypt. What is going on in Egypt? Our website is republicbroadcasting.org. Tell them to watch it. If you are listening to us and you have your Facebook on, just copy the link and put it on your pages and encourage all your friends to listen to us and tune in. Well, today, unfortunately, I'm not going to be telling you what went on my trip, even though everything went just great, just like I expected. But we're going to have to talk about this probably next week and what happened with the Jerusalem conference that I normally go to every year. And all the activities that we had undertaken in Jordan and in Palestine. But today, actually, we are going to talk about the president of Egypt, and that is Mohamed Morsi, who only been president, he was elected about a year ago. He was not allowed to finish his term of 4 years. He was removed, actually, last week by the military, by his own defense minister. Now, this story is a little bit complicated, so we're going to have to actually start with you with something that you are familiar with, which is our take on what is going on, not just in Egypt, but throughout the Arab world, and who is actually doing all these things. You know, it seems like the people go out to the streets to remove their president. Is it just as simple as that? And how do you get millions of people to actually go out on the street? So these are some fundamental questions that we're going to answer. And hopefully you will be following with us. And of course, we do welcome your phone calls and your comments. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. And if you're listening to us and you have Skype on, you can actually, it's toll free from anywhere in the world on Skype. If you are in the United States, just dial the number 800-313-9443. And like I said, it's going to be a little bit complicated today because we're going to tell you exactly what is going on in Egypt is not actually going on. It is totally something different. And like we said earlier, give this link to all your friends because today you're going to understand what is happening in the world. And we will be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. So what is going on in Egypt? This is the deal. You cannot look at what is going on in Egypt without looking at what's going on and what went on in the last 3-4 years in the Arab world, and without looking back 12 years ago to what happened in Iraq and September 11. You might be thinking, let's not complicate things. It's all one plan. It's all one plan that has been going on for about 40 years now. We have talked about Israel and their plan for the Middle East many times. We have mentioned to you and we have told you in this program what Israel wants to do with the Arab countries. It wants to divide them, separate them, split them up into chaos, into countries and people who hate each other. Instead of being the Arab world, they want to destroy this thing called the Arab world. They want to make these states weaker, statelets that are fighting amongst each other. And in the same country, they want the people to fight, and they have said this. They have said this in their plan, strategies for Israel in the 1980s. They wrote it. What is happening in the Arab countries? What is happening in Egypt? What is happening in Iraq? What is happening in Libya, in Tunisia, in Syria, in Jordan? They wrote it. Go read it. Go read the document that was published back in 1982 by Israel Shahak called Strategies for Israel in the 1980s. Go read it. And you will see exactly what's going on. Now add to that the document Clean Break, which was written by people who became in power positions within the United States government, specifically the George Bush, the son, first administration. The 1996 document, that's called Clean Break. Go see what it says. And then once you finish with that, go see what the Project for New American Century says and see who wrote it. Israelis. Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Richard Perl, et al. All of these are Israeli firsters. They're basically Israelis using the United States. Go read it. Then we come back to what's going on now. Now let's talk about Egypt and what's happening in Egypt now. Well, what is happening in Egypt, last week, the defense minister basically decided that he is going to overthrow the government and relieve the president of his duties, of his executive duties. Now, keep in mind that this defense minister works for the president. Let's go back about a year ago when Morsi was actually elected as the president of Egypt. Just we have said before that Egypt, just like any other Arab country, in order for Israel plan to move on and be executed and implemented, the current regimes of the Arab world had to be dismantled. Therefore, the Mubarak regime had to be dismantled and destroyed. Now, if you take Egypt at that time when people actually went out in the streets, keep in mind, George Soros had spent millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars to get the people out. George Soros, the Jewish billionaire in the United States who brought in the young, the youth, and who spent millions of dollars on them to train them to get the people out, who spent millions of dollars on TV channels to put the message out, to get the people out, and the people came out and supposedly took Mubarak down. Then the Military Supreme Council had very much taken over the affairs of the state and they instituted an election. Now, who was the candidates at that election? Ahmed Shafiq, who was the prime minister at the time of Mubarak, and if he would have been elected, it would have been the old regime back and nothing would have changed. Might as well keep Mubarak, but that's not what the plan calls for. The plan calls for a new regime. Well, the other candidates was al-Baradei, who was the head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission, a guy who was in bed with George Soros. He's a close associate of George Soros, and he was very much labeled as America's boy. Well, George Soros spent millions of dollars trying to get him to have a populous base in Egypt, but that did not happen. That was al-Baradai. And then you had Amr Musa, and you had another guy whom both, Hamdin Sabahi, both could not have won the election, which leaves only one candidate, and that is of the Muslim Brotherhood, Muhammad Morsi. He was the only candidate that can actually defeat the serious contender of Ahmed Shafiq, the former Mubarak Prime Minister. So there was only one guy that can win and change the regime, and that is Mohamed Morsi. The United States actually put its support behind Mohamed Morsi. They had met in secret before the elections with Mohamed Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood. That is the American ambassador to Egypt, met secretly with the Muslim Brotherhood, the party of President of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, and they have agreed on collaborating together to have Mohamed Morsi won the election. Yes, the United States of America did support Mohamed Morsi and even insisted that Mohamed Morsi become the president. As towards after the election, some of you might remember that the ballots were not counted right away, and there was a problem in counting the ballots, and there was allegations being thrown all over the place from all sides. And at some time when it was basically advertised that Ahmed Shafiq might actually be the president, Hillary Clinton phoned Tantawi, who was the president of the military Supreme Council, and told him that if Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood president, if he did not win the election, we would have to reevaluate our agreements, our military and economic agreements with you. And therefore, Mohamed Morsi won the presidency of Egypt. But let's not forget that Mohamed Morsi is not really the friendliest guy to the United States, nor his 85-year-old Muslim Brotherhood political party. And therefore, the United States and Israel could not afford to keep this guy in power for 4 years until he actually controls the army, put his own people in there, and then it's going to be impossible for anyone to remove him. So from the beginning, they were not planning on having him stay the term. But they had no choice but to support him in order for them to actually change the regime in Egypt. Once the regime was changed and Morsi became the president, the United States and its cronies on the Egyptian site or scene had went to work to destroy Morsi and his party. Because like I said, they could not afford to have the Muslim Brotherhood there for 4 years. In 4 years, they could have many things done. They would have the army, 100% control of the army, control of the economy. They would have put their people all over the political, economic, and military scene in Egypt. And Egypt is not Iraq and is not Libya. The United States could not, and the West could not, go and remove Morsi by force. You're talking about 100 million people with well-organized military. It would not happen that way. So they had to remove him in a different way. And that is the way they removed him last week. When we come back, we're going to tell you how they got all these millions of people out. And we're going to tell you the statements coming out from Washington as if they're really not too happy. Remember, always go with the opposite of what the government is saying. Having said that, we will be right back. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So you might ask yourself, well, how did the United States actually get all these masses out against Morsi? Well, it's very simple. The United States have very much created the environment for these people to come out, spent millions of dollars on political parties in Egypt who are the opponent and the opposition to Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood party. And at the same time, they use the media. It's the same way they were able to actually convince hundreds of millions of Americans to go along with George Bush to destroy Iraq for the weapons of mass destruction, BS. Remember that? Well, it's the same answer. How did they convince the millions to come out to the street? You know the funny thing? The millions did not start coming out to the streets until about the 26th. And that's when they said, hey, look, the 29th is the ultimatum. And that's when the defense minister actually gave the 48 hours ultimatum. I don't know why they come up with these 48 hours. I remember the ultimatum George Bush had given Saddam Hussein, that him and his sons have to leave Iraq or otherwise. And the same thing, this General al-Sisi, who was the who is the Minister of Defense in Egypt, he gave political parties 48 hours to get their stuff together. But they did not tell you that on the 23rd, like 3 days before these people came out, Ann Patterson, the American ambassador, phoned everybody and informed everybody concerned that Washington had made the decision Morsi will be out on the 23rd. Everyone was informed that the decision was taken, but yet they got the people out as a cover. As a cover. How did they get them out? It's easy. I just came back from that part of the world. There are tens of TV channels all over the Middle East, and especially in Egypt, doing nothing, not covering news, but making news, inciting people to go out and enticing them to go out and do what they did. So when someone says, did America bring all these millions out? Yes, it did, through its agents and through the same media that was used on United States citizens to actually go along with what George Bush had done. So it is not that hard. But yet, you get the president, or, you know, Obama is like, oh, we don't like what is happening. But yet, they don't want to call it a coup, a military coup, because it is a military coup. But it's a military coup that they have instituted, so they will not call it that. Because if they called it that, then by law, by United States law, all aid to that country would have to be cut off. No military aid to that country. And that will bring that country to its knees, and we cannot afford that. So, the statements coming from Washington, very much it's like, oh, we're staying neutral in this. That's funny. You know, we're the ones in Washington. The decision was made in Washington to take this guy down because we could not afford to have him for three more years until he gets control of the army. So he had to go. Now, who are we talking about putting as head of the government there? Al-Baradei. Al-Baradei is the same guy, George Soros' associate. George Soros spent millions of dollars to bring him back into Egypt and to have him become one of the most important political figures there. Now they're talking about giving him the government. Well, let me tell you. So he could not win an election last year because he was America's boy, but yet he surfaces up on top of the government once Mohamed Morsi is gone. Let's go to the phones. We have our old friend from West Virginia, Frank, is on the line. Frank.
Hey, how's it going, Dr. Tawali? Long time no hear, no see. Man, I see you got new hours, too.
But no, it's the same hours, 2 o'clock. Right. Still the same.
All right, but I want to address a couple issues here. Now, in the news it came out that Hezbollah called on the protesters in Egypt to overthrow Morsi, all right? They threw all their support behind anti-Morsi crowds. This is Hezbollah. That's fine.
Okay. So
and Hezbollah also called for God's innings or God's strip.
But ask the question. Frank, ask the question.
The question is how do 7 million Jews control 1 billion Muslims in a largely a region dominated by Muslims by about 10,000 to 1.
Well, the same way they control a billion Christians, and the same way they control 300 million Americans.
Yeah, but it works. Same way. It works. And you're saying this George Soros, all right? George Soros was Barack's funding arm, all right? He wasn't behind Bush, all right?
No, I didn't say he was behind Bush.
You said he was behind convincing the American public the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan was legit.
No, you missed. George Soros was not. No. I did not say that. I said the media convinced the American people. Anyway, we have a break to take, and I'll answer your question after the break. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we would like to hear from you, see what you think about this. Let me remind you that we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And our phone number again is 800-313-9443. To answer the question that Frank has actually, he actually asked more than one question. The first one was, how could 7 million Jews, well, they're about 14 million, how can they control? Well, if you look at the how much money they control, then you will understand. And they're not only controlling the Muslims, they are also controlling through money. They are also controlling 1 billion Christian, and they are controlling the United States government, or as some people like to say, influencing. Now, if you don't know that they are, just look at AIPAC and look at all the politicians. Just call your senator and congressman, and he will tell you how they control it. The second question is, you know, Hezbollah actually called for the overthrow of Morsi. So what? Hezbollah is a political party, and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt is another political party, and they are rivals. In Syria, they don't see eye to eye. When Hezbollah is fighting in Syria, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, they are helping the other side. So that has nothing to do with anything, and I don't even know why he brought it up. I mean, it's just political, two different political parties that are actually rival. So now let's go back to the phones, and that's the answer to his questions. But we're going to go back to the phones, and we have Terry on line two from Texas. Terry.
Hi, guy. Mr. Hilawi, I started with a different question. I actually had a question for you, but, you know, listening in, it kind of took me down a different road. You talk about control. I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and she took me to a Christmas ceremony at her school. She was on the, you know, stage singing. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
And not only did they not call it a Christmas ceremony, they called it a Happy Holidays. And all I heard, nine songs from all these kids were Jew songs. I can't believe you're talking about how much control they have over this society. 300 million Christians? Oh, you betcha. A billion? Oh, yeah. And I never heard the word Jesus once, or Mohammed, none of that. It was all Jew songs. So, yeah, what I'm saying is that...
You're answering Frank, actually, who doesn't see how 7 million, actually 14 million, because, you know, when you own most of the money in the United States and in the world, and all it takes is money these days to actually employ all these millions and employ all these parties.
Yes, sir.
And Rothschild,
who is that?
You know? Of course. And you know something? So, I mean, I'm glad, Terry, you mentioned about your 14-year-old daughter, because they're not only in politics. They are all over the place. They are in our educational institutions. They are in our media. They are in the movies. They are in Hollywood. They are in theater. They are inside our churches.
I know. Yeah, and that was the seminal thing that just woke me up. It's like, wow, how pervasive is this? And frankly, I don't even want to say it, but, you know, that was a blood fest, what they had going on there. Do you know what holiday I'm talking about?
Which one are you talking about?
All right. Can I get to my question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to go back. I want to go back to Morrissey. I don't even want to say it. I'm going to have freaking cops that put pentagrams on their chests every morning when they wake up, or generals that put five pentagrams on each collar while they're, suppressing Morrissey.
Just ask
show up at my
question.
Door. With Morrissey, he's not under house arrest, in my opinion. I think that he probably went to his generals and said, look, these people are going to kill me. Can you take care of me? So they went and said, okay, we're going to put you under house arrest. What house? I would like to see that house.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, actually, that's very much what happened. The defense minister, they went, took Morrissey, and they very much put him under house arrest. Under arrest. You know, we don't want to call it house arrest, but under arrest. Listen, Terry, we're going to have to move on. I appreciate your call. Unfortunately, I have a lot of people calling. Let's go to,
Jerry.
Thanks a lot. Jerry in Louisiana. Jerry?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. I can hear you now.
Hey, nice to have you back. Glad you made the trip good.
Thanks.
Hey, you kind of answered my question earlier by saying who would take over after Morrissey's gone. But is he, he's kind of a government guy, you think?
Who, Morrissey?
No, the guy that's going to take over after
him. He's the guy that the United States wanted to put there first, but he was unelectable. He was not an electable material.
Oh, I see. Okay.
At that time. So now, but they used Morsi to actually as a transition bridge between to get rid of Mubarak and his regime. And now they're getting rid of Morsi because that's not the guy they want. They want al-Baradei. Al-Baradei, who is, he used to be the head of the, he's an Egyptian, and he used to be the head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission. He was the big guy who inspected all of the nuclear sites in Iraq and other places. So he's a trustworthy to these people, and he's also a George Soros associate. So now they will be able to put him in a totally different way. You know, at that time when the election was going on, they actually called him America's boy, and he was more like a traitor and an outsider that the United States brought in from abroad and wanted to make him a president. Now he is actually getting up there as a hero, as a national hero. Money can do, and media can do wonders when it's employed, I guess, the right.
This is all amazing. I mean, and have you heard all the rumors about foreign troops on our land to do security in different places like that? Or you haven't heard that?
No, I haven't heard that. But, I mean, having foreign security companies.
I mean, like, foreign troops in uniform. Now, this is just a rumor. I don't know if I believe it.
No. This has been going on for a long time, and I haven't seen any Mexican troops or anybody else on American soil.
What I want to understand is, do you think we are so lost
Chinese,
that Americans won't do anything? Say, bring up Russians or Mexicans, whoever. Somebody in another uniform roughs up an American or shoots an American. Will anybody rise up and do anything? I don't think anything. I think Americans
are so
pacified that they won't do anything.
I don't think they will do anything, but it depends on how the media plays on that. They will get some people out.
We won't do a damn thing.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Let's go to Alex in New York on line 4. Alex.
Hello again, Hashem. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Hello again, Hashem. Hello again. I think removing Mohamed Morsi was a good thing, but I'm just worried about he'll be replaced by al-Baradei. I'm very worried.
Well, I mean, that's the one they want to put in there to start with, but
I wouldn't mind Morsi being removed because he demanded war against Syria and cut ties with the country and recognized the SNC and was against Hezbollah.
By the way, Alex, I'm not a fan of Morsi, and if anyone is following me on Facebook, they will know that actually I'm an opponent of Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. But what took place now, was he elected? Yes, he was. He was elected, and if we are talking about democracy and upholding the principles of democracy, we should not be going there and taking a guy out after 1 year. I think he should have been allowed to finish his term.
He's helpful for Israel because he's a Sunni and they want the Sunnis and the Shiites to fight against each other.
Well, but I mean,
sectarian differences. He's using sectarian differences like he did in Lebanon.
Well, sure, definitely. But I mean, these are political issues that, you know, people are playing with. But my main point is he was elected. The United States went in there and took him out because that's not the one they want to finish the 4 years. They want al-Baradei or somebody else in his place. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Gotta go to Ramsey in Canada. Ramsey. Yes, Ramsey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you something, sir. Like all the people that, like people like Frank saying that it was really a ludicrous question that he said that they control a billion Muslims.
Don't pay attention to Frank.
Yeah. Okay, sir. I just want to tell you something. Like the main reason that they want to they got rid of Morsi is because of the Jewish Israel lobby wanted that, right? And they wanted some guy like you said, Baradei. Or some guy like similar to Mubarak
The main reason, Ramsey, the main reason they wanted to get rid of Morsi is if he was allowed to actually stay in power for three more years, then he would have had taken control of the army, the who would have taken control of the economic sectors, et cetera, et cetera. And it would have been impossible for the United States to remove him without actually going there militarily, and that's impossible. They cannot. The United States will not go into Egypt militarily like they did in Libya. It is out of the question. So they had to remove him now before he is before he was able to actually build some roots for him in the country.
Yeah, sorry, I completely agree with you. But what I'm saying is that the reason that they did that is like that decision making to remove him. That was mainly because of the Jewish Israel lobby.
Because
of Israel's security, because they don't want a guy like him and the Muslim Brotherhood people controlling the army, like you said.
Ramzi, when I first started the program, I said what is going on in Egypt is part of the big plan for the Middle East that Israel has instituted back in 1982.
I came late to the program. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. He was Morsi was only used as a bridge to get rid of Mubarak. Mm-hmm. He was the only one that could have won the election besides Ahmed Shafiq. And Ahmed Shafiq would have been the old regime back in power. And that's what the Israel lobby, that's not what the plan is. That's not what clean break is all about. It was all about destroying the Middle East, destroying the Arab countries, and with having the Muslim Brotherhood's 4 years in Egypt, they would have been able to build a very good, strong opposition to the United States and to Israel, even though there were agreements between the Americans and the Muslim Brotherhood in the beginning to get the Muslim Brotherhood into power. But because they were the only party who can actually take and hold on the power at the time of the election. But you're right. This is what the Israel lobby wants. I mean, this is what the whole Israel plan wants.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's go to Algeria on line one with Belchek. Okay.
Belchek, you're up. Belchek. Hey, Belchek. Sorry, Doctor. Well, he froze up. We have an Algerian here. 100% agreeing with you.
All right, Frank, you're back. You're back.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, Frank.
What?
So why haven't to go through all this from Algeria and all this good
stuff? Well, he lives in Algeria. He's part of our social network. He come in here and he just froze up because he's never been on radio.
I see. So you got this Belchek guy. Is he a guy or is he a Czech?
He's a guy that lives in the mountains of Algeria who's a beekeeper and a goat herder, all right?
Oh, okay. So what is it he wants to say?
He sounds just like you, Dr. Tawali. He espouses the same exact principles.
Yeah, he was just in here saying the exact same thing you said for the last 5 days. All right.
Okay, so
a goat herder from Algeria.
Right. Okay. And we were trying to explain to him.
Hey, you never know. Goat herders from Algeria, they might know.
So you're basically acquiescing to the fact that Jews are biologically superior to Muslims.
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. You see, your problem, Frank, is your brain understands, I don't know how it works, but yet
you
come back and you say you said this and you said that. I did not say that. You're saying that. And as a matter of fact, I mean, if you really want to go down that road, they are the ones who are claiming that they are biologically different than the rest of us. But I'm not saying that. And I didn't even bring up the Jews. You're the one who brought up the Jews.
But, all right. This is all tied together since I've been listening.
Where are you going with this? Frank, I don't want you wasting my program on BS. So go ahead.
No, it isn't BS. The Islamic world is collapsing in front of us, all right? The seeds of democracy were put in place by George W. Bush in Iraq War Number 2.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening now, you're having a wave of democracy go through the Middle East, and it's all being created by Twitter, smartphones, and such. We talk to these people every day out of Iran, out of Gaza, out of Lebanon and stuff, all right, daily. They're all on social networking now. They see what Americans, they talk to Americans, they see our movies, they listen to our music, they understand our culture, and they all want to come here. None of them want to be ruled by a brutal Islamic
state. Because America was able to actually create dollars and tell the whole world that you are going to use our dollars, and yet we don't make money, we create money, and that's why we live, and that's why everybody wants to come over here, because it's very nice. You know, a guy like you who doesn't work can live in the United States very happy, very whatever.
Right.
Feel the air, and everybody thinks, hey, look, but look, listen, Frank. What you are saying has nothing to do with what we are saying. You got to look deeper, and you got to look more than what just the news media is telling you. You got to study those issues, and you have to understand how the world works before you tell me about a goat herder out of Algeria. Anyway, Frank, we're going to have to move on because we only have a little segment left in the program, and we don't want to waste it on goat herders from Algeria. We'll be right back to wrap up.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. You might still have time. If you want to, you can call in. We got a few minutes left. But to wrap up, things are not what they seem to be. at face value. Don't look at statements coming from government, and don't look at statements coming from the politicians or the media at face value. If you look at how the media actually covers even one issue, just flip throughout the channel and you will see the big difference. And you will see that we don't have media. Journalism is not what it used to be. Press is not what it used to be. You know, the press was supposed to be the fourth sector of government all over the world. It was supposed to be the watchdog. It was supposed to be the one that keeps good, informed, knowledgeable citizens around. No more. Journalism is not journalism anymore. It is more of a tool used by those in power. And when we say those in power, those with money. Because those with money can move governments. Those with money can influence governments. Those with money can put whomever they want in power. But sometimes it might take them a while to do it. Now, when they started this thing, when Israel implemented its program, its plan for the Middle East through the Clean Break Doctrine and through the PNAC Doctrine and through the political parties as or the political regimes as George Bush and now Obama. What we are seeing is the implementation of the Zionist plan for the Middle East. But each country is different. In some countries, they can go there and remove presidents, just like they did in Tunis, in Tunisia. It was very simple. As they did in Libya, they had to go in, and in 6 months, they had killed the president and removed him. In Egypt, it was a little bit different. So they had to play it the way they did, get the people out, bring tens and hundreds of young Egyptians, build many TV channels in the country, and start on bringing the people out against the government. And then do what you did. The plan is very simple. They could not get anyone else but Morsi, but Morsi is not the one they want. So as soon as they got him, as a bridge to actually remove the Mubarak regime, the old regime, they went on trying to find ways to actually move this guy out of the way, not to have him have 4 years in power. Very simple. They planned it, and they removed him. Well, as we always say, go do the right thing, and we will see you next week, same place, same time. Good night.